Hello, everybody, and I hope you've had a good Christmas. I hope you've had a blessed Christmas. And I just want to share this podcast with you, the last one of 2020. I worked out recently that in my time of ministry, and I started training in 2020, that I've preached nearly 1,000 sermons. Now, that statistic brought home to me how many millions of sermons must have been delivered over the years. Thousands of more have been added week by week. But do we say anything new? Well, I probably doubt that we do, actually. We say it in different ways, different illustrations, and different angles, maybe, and perspectives, but the actual essence of the message is still the same. And that message is that God is a God of love, a God of justice, and a God of peace. But I think alongside that, we have other words that we can describe God as a God who brings hope, a God who brings promise, a God who will lift up the lonely, a God that will touch all human beings. A God who is generous. Now, these themes are age-old. They've been illustrated throughout the scriptures. And Jesus, by Jesus' examples, has shown us how to actually be good disciples, illustrate what it means to share the message with somebody. And ultimately, this means telling our own story. Now, I know for many people this is always difficult, but sharing your story is unique to you. It's a unique insight of how God has worked in your life, how the God of love maybe has brought you hope, has brought you joy, and has brought you peace. And no sermon can ever touch your story, because it is your story. Sometimes a sermon can succeed in its aims. Sometimes sermons are very challenging. They can be sermons of teaching, of instructing. They can be inspiring and encouraging. But other times, sermons will leave its listeners cold, serving more to obscure than to illuminate. But the goal of every preacher should simply to proclaim the age-old message of the gospel. What does the Lord require of you? To love mercy, to act justly, and walk humbly with our God. Our message is about recognizing that we do walk humbly with God, and how that affects our lives. Over the years that I've been here in Fleet in Hampshire, I've been reflecting on those the message and those qualities in various ways, not just in sermons, but I've reflected on them in Advent and Lent reflections. I've written some hymns. I've done a walking series, Walking with Jesus and Walking with Moses and Martin Luther. I've done some prayer booklets, Around the Kitchen Table reflections, In the Garden and the Seasons, and recently a book of prayers about stepping over the cracks. All are still on the same themes of a God of love and hope and challenge and justice, but all giving different perspectives. Now, I think over the years and over the generations, this has been done by various spiritual writers. Teresa of Avila, Julian of Norwich, Ignatius of Loyola, to name but a few. But these values and this Christian message has spoken to countless people throughout the centuries, and they still do today. So if people say the church is not necessary, it's irrelevant for today's context. I'm afraid I would challenge them and say, well, where else can you find then instructions and values about love and about hope and about justice and about peace through the life of Jesus Christ? Because I still believe that these values can still transform people and win people to faith in Christ. What we have to do is find ways to share our message with others. It could be through prayer. It could be just to tell somebody that we're praying for them in that time of difficulty. But we will never know whether we have succeeded in sharing our story, in actually seeing the fruits of our labour, seeing the fruits of all the sermons that I've preached, of all the books that I've written. I will never see whether it succeeded. It will only have succeeded if it has prompted the reader or the listener to delve further into the Bible, to encounter that message that will speak for itself. Now, as I come to the end of 2020, and my, what a year it's been, what does the message say to us as we approach New Year and approach 2021? I think on reflection, this has been a very challenging year for many people. People have had to wrestle with loneliness, with weariness, with feeling stressed. And there's no doubt about it, people's mental health has been affected by the restrictions and by COVID. But what does the message say as we approach 2021? Jesus' message is that he is with us each day, that he has promised never to leave us. I want to just read something from John's Gospel to you. Jesus did many other signs before his disciples that have not been recorded here, but these things have been written so that you might believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing you might have life in his name. It's interesting to know that not everything has been recorded in the Bible. There were many other instances that God had through Jesus had touched people, enabled people to feel encouraged and inspired them to spread that message of love and hope. And yes, they're not all recorded in the Bible. But the Bible is an indication of how we should live our lives. And so as 2021 approaches, and as I add more sermons to that nearly 1,000 figure that I've got already, my message is still the same, about preaching about the God who gives life and love to us all. The God who came down at Christmas to dwell with us, to be alongside us. The God who writes on our hearts that we are his and he is ours. The God who brings light in our darkness, and the darkness could never put it out. So I pray that the message will always speak to you, stirring your imagination to kindle and nurture your faith, to confront and yes, even question issues, but also renewing and uplifting, assuring us of God's love and constant care. I pray also that you will hold on to the word of life, to reflect always on the good tidings and to stay true to the good news of Jesus Christ. And so as we come to the end of 2020, always be reassured that whatever lies ahead in 2021, God is with you and God will give you peace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord always make his face to shine upon you and give you peace this day and each day. Amen.